the not-so-spooky ghost of the Maple Street. On a quiet tree-lined street named Maple Street, in the heart of a cozy little town, stood an old creaky house. For years, this house had a reputation for being haunted. It was said that a ghost named Boo lived there. But Boo wasn't your typical ghost. He was the most timid, friendliest ghost you would have ever met. Boo was a small plump ghost with a round face and big white eyes. He had been haunting the house for as long as anyone could remember. But he was not very good at it. You see, Boo was scared of everything. Loud noises, sudden movements, and even his own reflection in the mirror. When he tried to say Boo, it came out more like soft boo-hoo. One sunny afternoon, the three kids named Lena, Meena, and Beena decided to explore the old house. They had heard ghost stories and were curious to see if they could find any signs of Boo. Lena, the bravest of the three, led the way. She had a flashlight and a backpack full of snacks just in case. Meena, who loved mysteries and detective stories, brought her magnifying glass and a notepad. While Beena, who was also the youngest, was a bit scared, clutched her stuffed rabbit, Mr. Flosby. As they approached the house, the front door creaked open as if inviting them in. They stepped inside and found themselves in a large, dimly lit hallway. The air was filled with the scent of old wood and dust. "Hello, is anyone here?" Lena called out. Her voice echoed through the empty house. From his hiding spot behind a curtain, Boo peeked out nervously. He never had seen kids in the house before and wasn't sure about what to do. His instinct was to hide, but his curiosity got better of him. The kids wandered through the house, their footsteps echoing on the wooden floors. They peeked into dusty rooms filled with old furniture covered in white sheets. Everything was quiet except for the occasional creak and groan of the old house. In the living room, Meena found an old book on the table. It was covered in cobwebs and the title read, "The Haunting of the Maple Street." "Hey guys, look at this," Meena said, wiping the dust off the cover. As Meena opened the book, a small pale figure floated in the room. It was Boo, trying his best to be spooky. He took a deep breath and whispered, "Pooh!" The kids finally turned around and saw Boo. Instead of screaming, they burst into laughter. Boo looked so cute and harmless that they couldn't help themselves. "Are you the ghost of this house?" Lena asked, still giggling. Boo nodded shyly. "I am Boo," he said softly. "But I am not very good at being scary." "That's okay," said Bina, stepping forward with Mr. Flosby. "We like friendly ghosts. Do you want to be our friend?" Bina asked. Boo's eyes lit up with joy. He had never had friends before. "Yes, please," he said, floating a little higher with excitement. The kids spent the rest of the afternoon exploring the house with Boo. He showed them all his favorite hiding spots, like the old wardrobe in the attic and the big grandfather clock in the hallway. They found a dusty old piano and Boo played a cheerful tune, making the keys dance with his ghostly touch. As the sun began to set, the kids realized it was time to go home. They promised to come back and visit Boo often. Boo waved goodbye from the front door, his heart full of happiness. That night, as the kids were getting ready for bed, they couldn't stop talking about their new friend. "Can you believe we met a real ghost?" Mina said, grinning from ear to ear. "And he wasn't scary at all," Bina added, hugging her Mr. Flosby tightly. Lena smiled. "I think Pooh is the best ghost ever. I can't wait to see him again." Over the next few weeks, Lena, Mina, and Bina visited Boo every chance they got. They played games, told stories, and even had picnics in the old house. Boo was the happiest ghost in the world. He had friends who didn't just see him as a spooky spirit, but as someone special and fun. One day, the kids brought a surprise for Boo, a small ghost costume with a friendly face painted on it. Boo loved it and wore it proudly. He felt more confident and less scared with his new outfit. With his newfound courage, Boo decided to help the kids with their school projects. He helped Mina solve tricky math problems, gave Lena ideas for her art projects, and even helped Bina build a model of solar system. The kids' parents soon noticed a change in their children. They were happier, more creative, and full of exciting stories about their adventure with Boo. When the parents asked about Boo, the kids simply said he was their special friend from the old house of the Maple Street. One Halloween, the kids invited Boo to join them for trick-or-treating. Boo was thrilled but nervous. He had never been outside the house before. With the kids by his side, he bravely floated out into the night. Dressed in his friendly ghost costume, Boo blended in perfectly with the other trick-or-treaters. They went from house to house, collecting candy and having a great time. Everyone loved Boo's costume, and he received extra treats for being the cutest ghost ever. As the night came to an end, Boo realized that he wasn't scared anymore. He had friends who cared about him and a world full of adventures waiting outside the old house. From that day on, Boo became a regular part of the kids' life. They continued to visit him at the old house, and Boo even joined them for special occasions and holidays. He was no longer the timid, lonely ghost, but a brave and happy friend. And so, the legend of Haunted House on the Maple Street changed forever. It was no longer a place of spooky stories and eerie tales, but a home filled with laughter, friendship, and the not-so-spooky ghost named Boo.